This is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, how is everyone today? I hope that you are having a magical day wherever you are in the world. So I've been thinking about how to help people eat more plants who are at the very, very beginning of their plant-based journey. Maybe they're not even there yet. Maybe they're just considering eating plant-based or trying to eat a little bit more plants, maybe not going totally plant-based. But how to help someone who's really just at the very beginning of this. And there are different ways to do this, obviously. I mean, for some people, it works really well to just jump right in and to just totally change how you eat overnight and go from eating a pretty standard type of diet with, animal protein and dairy and eggs and processed food to eating plant-based kind of overnight. And that doesn't work for some people. That does work for some people. I've talked to a lot of people who that way really, really worked and they just jumped in and never looked back and it was great. And then I've talked to a lot of people who don't feel comfortable kind of jumping in and need to go at this a little bit more slowly and sort of in phases. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about three potential phases to help someone who is brand new to eating plant-based to kind of reframe how they're looking at this and doing this in kind of bite-size chunks. So this would be a great episode for somebody who, if you have someone in your life who you know, it's like, hey, I'm trying to eat plant-based, but I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. It seems overwhelming. It seems expensive. I don't have time for it. All the things that we hear. If there's someone like that in your life, please share this episode with them because this is who I'm talking with. And before I get started on these three phases, I just wanted to ask if you like what I'm doing here, if you like this podcast, it would mean so much if you would leave a review wherever you listen to this. That would be fantastic. Okay, so here is the potential three phases that someone could do if they were brand new to eating this way. So this is by no means like the blueprint for doing it or the best way for doing it or what I think that everyone should do. When I sat down to organize this, this is just sort of the flow that makes the most sense to me. And if I were to, let's say, for example, my sister came to me and said, hey, I really want to eat plants. I want to eat more plant-based. Where do I start? This is sort of the framework that I would give her. First, I would ask, hey, do you feel like doing this all in one go? Like, do you want to go from how you're eating now to eating a totally whole food plant-based diet? And if she was like, oh, hell no, I am not ready for all of that, then this is what I would have her do. Okay, and if she said, yeah, I'm ready to jump in, I'd be like, great, join Plant-Fueled Life and just start making the meal plans and just start making the recipes and start making your own meal plans from within the Plant-Fueled Life portal because that's like the easiest, best, most delicious way to do it. But if she said, not really ready yet, wanting to do this a little bit at a time, not sure if my family's on board, et cetera, here's what I would have her do. Phase one, I would first have her start adding healthy stuff in. And when I say healthy, I mean adding in whole plant foods to her current diet. So this is all about like not changing how you eat. Like, don't even worry about that. This phase is all about just simply adding in nutrient-dense foods to what you are currently eating. So this can be really effective because there's a lot of emotions attached with how we eat, right? And it can be, this change can be mentally really difficult for people. And so by just saying, hey, no need to like change everything right now. Just start adding in some plant foods to what you're currently eating. It can be a very gentle entry into this world. So here are some examples of that. I would say, okay, let's say you eat cereal for breakfast. Awesome. Add in some strawberries or some bananas or some chopped up kiwi or some raspberries, right? Just add in some fruit, chop up an apple and put it in your cereal, right? That's it. Don't change what kind of cereal, what kind of milk, all of that. Just simply add more fruit to your cereal. Okay. Whatever you're eating, so the categories of whole plant foods are veggies, fruit, whole grains, beans and legumes, and nuts and seeds. Right. So take things from those categories and just start adding them in. For example, if you're going to have an omelet, right, and let's say you usually make an omelet with ham and cheese, add in some spinach or some Swiss chard into that omelet. Add in some mushrooms and have it be a mushroom ham and cheese, right? Add in some chopped up kale. If you are used to eating sandwiches for lunch, let's say you're used to eating a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch, add in a bunch of sliced tomatoes, right? And maybe some really thinly sliced red onion, right? If you were used to having burritos, like let's say you eat chicken burritos, chicken and rice burritos, okay, keep that. Eat the chicken and rice burrito. And also add in maybe some avocado and some shredded carrot and a little bit of like black beans, for example, or some chopped leafy greens. If you're eating pasta, same thing. Let's say you are eating spaghetti and meatballs. Awesome. Do that exactly how you would do it, but add in some chopped greens. Add in maybe some chickpeas. Add in, what could you do? Have some chopped walnuts on top, right? If you are doing soup, whatever soup you're making, fine. What I love to do, chop up a bunch of kale or collard greens, put that in the bottom of the bowl, let the soup heat it up, and you've just made that soup, whatever soup you're eating, more nutrient dense because of the greens. If you're eating tacos, same thing. Just add in some veggies, add in some beans, right? Add in some brown rice to whatever it is are in those tacos, right? So there's a couple other things. So you can add in fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans and legumes to whatever it is you are all, blah, blah, blah. Yes. You can add those things in to whatever you're currently eating but also another idea in this kind of phase one is just adding stuff on the side. Like whatever it is you're eating, fine, eat that, but also cut up some carrot sticks or take some celery and chop it up, right? In little, like take a celery stick and cut it into thirds or slice up some cucumber rounds or slice an apple and put it on the side or put an orange on the side with whatever you're eating. So you're not even really changing. You're not even adding anything into your meals or your dishes per se. You're just adding some stuff on the side to complement them. Maybe just steam some broccoli or some cauliflower, drizzle a little bit of soy sauce over it and add that on the side with whatever you're eating and then be sure to eat it. Make sure it doesn't just sit there. So that's sort of phase one, is you're not changing totally what you eat, how you eat. You're not digging into that yet. You're just giving yourself the opportunity to start to get a taste for whole plant foods. And those whole plant foods will just kind of complement what you're already doing. So that's phase one. And I don't know like the length of time you need to do this, but I would say give yourself like a few weeks in each of these phases and see how that goes. Now, if you do this for like a week and you're like, oh man, I'm like kind of liking this, I want to see what else I can do, then you can go on to phase two, right? Or if you need a couple of months doing this, I don't know. It's up to you. There is no, like I'm making up all these numbers. It's totally individual to you, and you'll know when it's ready to go on to the next phase. So phase two is making really easy swaps. So you're not changing totally how you eat. You're not going from eating, you know, a standard American diet to eating salads every day. No, no, no. That is probably too drastic for a lot of people. So in this kind of phase, what you're going to do is just take what you're currently cooking, what you're currently eating, and just making some healthy swaps. So for example, instead of white rice, use brown rice or any other whole grain like millet or quinoa, right? Brown rice, black rice, red rice. There's so many whole grains out there. So instead of white rice, do a whole, you know, brown rice, whole grain instead. If you do like baking, for example, use whole wheat flour instead of white flour. Just be sure to weigh it. You can test different flours. You can have to kind of play around with this. It's an easy thing to do. Instead of like white sugar, use coconut sugar. Instead of rolled oats, you can try using steel cut oats. If you eat oatmeal for breakfast and you're eating rolled oats, try steel cut. If you're eating white bread, then go for a whole grain bread. If you're eating eggs, like scrambled eggs in the morning, try scrambled tofu in the morning. If you have mayo in your fridge, you can swap that out for vegan mayo. If you have cheese, right, you can swap it out for vegan cheese. If you have burgers, like meat burgers, you can try vegan burgers. Instead of chicken tenders, you could do breaded and baked cauliflower. Instead of regular dairy butter, you could try vegan butter. Instead of chicken, you could try soy curls, right? Instead of sour cream, regular dairy sour cream, you could do a cashew or a cauliflower sour cream. Instead of beef in Sloppy Joe's, you could do lentils. So you're still, you know, what you're eating is still familiar to you, and you're still like, you know, having your the food that you're used to, but you're just making a few swaps. And how many swaps you want to make is totally up to you. Maybe you just start like, okay, this week, instead of eggs, I'm going to try tofu, right? Just that's the one thing I'm going to try. Or instead of white rice or white bread, I'm going to swap it out for something more whole grain, right? Just start there. You don't have to do all of this stuff at once. Maybe you're thinking, okay, I really like mayonnaise. I'll just try some vegan mayo. Just see if that, you know, see if I can do that one little swap. So you can make mini swaps. You can make one swap, but you're not really changing like fundamentally what you're eating. You are just changing some components of what you're eating and swapping out, you know, one component for another. But it's still familiar. The flavors are still there. Sort of the idea is still there. It's just a little bit different. Okay. So that's phase two. The third phase is then really focusing on whole plant foods and getting away from the mindset of I am using these plant foods to replace something, and you're just focusing on whole plant foods. Right? You're not trying to replicate something or replace something or find a plant-based version of something that you're used to eating. You're just focusing on plants. That's it. And if people go to this phase too quickly, and I have seen this happen. So I've seen people, you know, kind of making swaps, and then they're kind of getting ready to eat whole plant foods. And then they're like, oh, I really want a, like a whole food plant-based version of a deviled egg, right? Or a hard boiled egg. Yeah, that's hard. Like, there are some things that are easier than others. Like for example, in the Plant Fueled Life portal, we have a, cauliflower sour cream recipe that tastes exactly like regular sour cream. Like if you didn't know what was in it, you would not know that it was made from cauliflower, right? That's kind of an easy one. But like there are some things that are just harder to make with whole plant foods, and like a hard boiled egg is one of them. Yes, you can do Like I made some delicious, take an avocado and make a really delicious kind of eggy tasting filling out of chickpeas and kind of filling the avocado with that. But it's not the same. I mean, it has, maybe the filling has a similar taste, especially if you're using black salt, but it's not going to pass for a hard boiled egg. Similarly, you could do like little, we have a recipe for little, like deviled tomato bites using like cherry tomatoes and then filled with kind of a deviled egg filling, but again, not the same texture. So if you're kind of wanting to eat whole plant foods, but still kind of wanting those foods to fill a void of a food that you are no longer trying to eat, there's probably going to be some disappointment. Not the end of the world, but you just might be disappointed. Right? It's the same thing. Like if you're used to eating really, I don't know, decadent, like a buttercream cake or something. I mean, there's some whole food plant-based cake recipes out there that are really delicious, but when you're comparing them to like, you know, a delicious layer cake or a flaky, I don't know, croissant, for example, it's not really going to do it, right? So this phase is like, okay, no longer thinking about food as we're no longer thinking about plants as a way to replicate what you're currently eating and just focusing on the plants for the plants themselves. And so this would be this is when with this phase, there's a big mindset shift that happens. And also you're kind of eating differently. Like your meals are going to be different, right? In phase one, meals aren't different. You're just adding stuff in. Phase two, meals aren't really different because you're just making swaps, but phase three, they're going to look pretty different. So you're going to be probably eating a lot more bowls. So a bowl might have a whole grain, some beans and legumes, a bunch of veggies, and a little bit of a sauce on top, right? You might be eating a lot more soups and stir fries and really big, delicious, satisfying salads with like baked tofu and beans and tons of veggies and lots of yummy textures, maybe some toasted pumpkin seeds, right? Really focusing on getting as many plants in there as you can. You might eat lettuce wraps. So instead of tacos, you might do like, you know, stir-fried quinoa and pinto beans and some cabbage, I'm just making this up, and tomatoes, and put that in some lettuce, like some romaine lettuce, and drizzle over a little bit of like sesame dressing, for example. Or you might do like burritos, but have them full of beans and veggies and wrapped in a blanched collard leaf or like a sprouted grain tortilla. Right. So your meals are going to look a bit different. And I think sometimes when we have people join Plant Fueled Life who are brand new to this way of eating, it's like, it's a big jump, right? And so I tell people, like, if you're new to this, just start with making a few recipes. Like, don't start with the meal plans. Like, unless you're really ready to jump in and you're like, fuck this, like, I want to get off this cholesterol medication, or I want to get my blood pressure down, or I want to get my, you know, blood sugar in check. Like if you're really, really ready to do this, then by all means, like jump in. But if you're like, I'm new and I'm playing, start with just single recipes and just kind of play around. While I'm on that note, this isn't planned, but now that I'm thinking about it, we did just start offering a new membership option in Plant Fueled Life. And that is access to the recipe vault for just $12 a month. So it doesn't include the meal plans, but it includes all of our recipes. And it's more affordable than the full access. So I'll put a link in the show notes if you're interested in checking that out. So this third phase is really really more about focusing on plants and really making that mindset shift of like, okay, every time I get hungry, that's an opportunity to fuel my body with quality fuel. And what is quality fuel? It is nutrient-dense foods. It is foods that have more nutrients than calories. Whole food plant-based eating is not a low-calorie way of eating per se, but because whole plant foods are so nutrient-dense, meaning so nutrient-dense foods are the amount of nutrients compared to calories, you're going to be eating a lot more food and naturally have fewer calories because these types of foods have more fiber, have more bulk, they fill you up. It's not like you're eating, you know, it's no longer about the calories and it's more the quality of those calories. And this is why this way of eating is so awesome for people because they can really eat until they're satisfied, right? And feel like, oh, I got more than enough food. I'm feeling really satisfied instead of, oh, I'm only trying to eat so many calories and you're left feeling like still hungry and like you want to graze all day. So this third phase is really where the mindset shift happens with food, I believe. And there's a few other things too. So phase two will probably be the most expensive phase. So when you are making swaps, like if you are doing vegan mayo or vegan cheese or vegan burgers and you're buying all that stuff from the grocery store, that's going to be possibly more expensive than like regular mayo or regular cheese. And so it can cost more to do that. So just know that once you get into phase three and you're just making whole plant foods, like you may make a vegan mayo, right? Out of tofu and some cashews, right? And that's going to likely be more affordable than buying vegan mayo. And when you eat whole food plant-based, you're avoiding the oil and stuff. So it's going to be healthier and less calorie dense naturally and more affordable. So phase two is probably the most expensive phase. Phase three is the biggest jump in terms of comfort level. So going from phase one, just adding stuff in, to phase two, making easy swaps, that's not a huge stretch, right? Because you're still eating the foods that you're familiar with. But then when you go to phase three, that's when you're going to be probably using more unfamiliar ingredients and doing, you know, like cooking different techniques that you haven't cooked yet or haven't tried yet. And so as far as like being in your comfort zone, phase three will get you out of your comfort zone more. But that's also the time when you are going to see the most results from this way of eating. So it makes sense, right? The kind of more challenging something in is the, like that's an indicator that the more opportunity there is for change. So phase three is definitely the healthiest and the most nutrient dense. Phase three is definitely the most satisfying and satiating way to eat. So not only do you feel satisfied from your meal, but you feel satiated from your meal. You feel like you don't want any more, you don't want any less, and you're totally like at ease after you're done eating. And I believe after many, 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 many years of doing this, that phase three, when you're really focusing on whole plant foods, once you're kind of in your groove with that, that is when you are most likely to stick to this way of eating. Because you get used to, well, you get used to the foods and the ingredients and the way of cooking, and you get used to being in your kitchen and, you know, spending more time preparing meals. But you, the other thing is like, you just feel so good. And this kind of just becomes more of a lifestyle than it is a diet or a way of eating. So I think that phase three really is the doors to having this be a forever lifestyle and just eating this way for the rest of your life and benefiting from it for the rest of your life. So yeah. So those are sort of the three phases, and I'll just go over them really quickly again. Adding stuff in, keep eating how you're eating. No worries. Don't change it. Just add in more veggies, fruits, whole grains, beans and legumes, and some nuts and seeds. Phase two, make those easy swaps. Whatever you're doing, just swap out, a plant-based or vegan version of whatever it is you're eating, a few meals a week, a meal a day, whatever you feel comfortable with. Phase three, focusing on whole plant foods and really like everything you make is the purpose is to fuel your body. So those are the three phases that I see. And going from one to two to three, I think is the easiest, because if you go from phase one of just adding stuff in to phase three of focusing on whole plant foods, you've kind of skipped a step, in my opinion, and you've skipped an opportunity to learn and to grow. And I don't think that this is as sustainable if you do that jump. If you're not someone who wants to change how you eat overnight, right? If you're somebody who wants to change overnight, then fine. But if you're somebody who needs to ease into this a little bit more, I think that going from one to two to three is going to be your best bet for getting the most results and ultimately sticking to a whole food plant-based diet and then getting all of the benefits of eating this way. Because there are many. And the cool thing is that when you eat this way, the benefits just keep happening. It's not like you plateau. It's not like, oh, okay, I've eaten this way for a month and I feel amazing. And now like, that's it. Like there are so many other benefits that just keep coming, and they are benefits from those benefits. Like when people eat a whole food plant-based diet, they tend to be more clear-minded. They tend to have more focus. They tend to have more energy. And so with that more like clear-minded presence, right? Imagine how much more you'll show up in your work or in your creativity or whatever it is you're working on, right? So it's like these changes really have a ripple effect throughout your whole life, and it just keeps happening. Like I've been eating a whole food plant-based diet now for, let's see, I went vegan in 2000, I don't know, 2009, I think. And then I started really focusing on whole plant foods like 2015. And so I've been doing this for a long time, and it just like every day I'm so excited about it. Every day I feel like I'm really thriving, and I just love the way that I eat, and it doesn't get old. That's the thing. We do some things and it's like, okay, like I'm over it. I kind of did that with yoga, or I have my phases where I'm like into yoga and then not into yoga, really into, you know, one thing or the other, and then I get out of it. But with eating this way, it never gets old for me. Because I think there's so much variety, and there's so many cool things to experiment with in the kitchen. So, and of course, if you're a Plant Fueled Life member, there's, you know, so many things to make that it's a ton of fun. So I hope those phases help you. And if you put these phases to use and they are helpful, email us at support@cleanfoodsreadygirl.com. I would really love to hear if this was helpful for you. And if you think you're going to try it, then share the link to this episode in your social and tag us and let us know. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, have a beautiful day, and may you eat some plants. Whatever you're doing, just eat plants. They're amazing. Okay, talk to you next time. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.